Let's talk about a guy by the name of John. He is located in the Georgia area, and he says he is a proud African-American Republican. He is a proud Donald Trump supporter. So he says that this political affiliation with Donald Trump has costed him relationships, family members, and friction with coworkers. He wants to know why do people care so much about his political views, and that the fact that he thinks Donald Trump is an excellent candidate. I can understand your pain. See, here's the thing. When you say that you're a Donald Trump supporter and you're an African-American man, the first thing most African-American people are going to say is you sold out. You're a sellout. I mean, so basically you support everything that Donald Trump stands for, you know, being a male chauvinist, the fact that he is entitled, that he feels like he is above the law. Anytime you come out publicly for Donald Trump and you don't hide behind the the polling booths, you just publicly say, hey, I support Donald Trump, you're going to receive some feedback from specifically African-American people. And I don't think it's going to be positive feedback. It's going to be some very negative feedback, because let's just be honest. Most African-American people, if you're not a celebrity, if you're not somebody like a Steve Harvey or a Lil Wayne, you are not going to see how Donald Trump is going to benefit African-American people in the least. That's just reality. Those that are of a different tax bracket, that earn a certain amount of money, let's say $150,000 a year or more, they're probably going to support Donald Trump. Or those are usually the ones that do support Donald Trump. African-American people who are middle class or slightly above middle class probably are going to vote Democrat. That's just pretty much the way it is. That's what I have seen. And I think when you say Donald Trump, you know, that represents a certain elite, you know, mind frame that people aren't necessarily favorable with, you know. I said something about Donald Trump, you know, one time to my father, and I told my father, hey, I'm a numbers guy. I'm all about the numbers. You know, I leave the personal emotions out of it. I want to see numbers. The Donald Trump numbers to me at one time looked kind of impressive, you know, from the stance of someone who doesn't consider himself Democrat or Republican or independent. I'm just kind of the best candidate for the position type of guy. So, you know, when I looked at the unemployment rate under Donald Trump, you know, specifically when it pertains to African-Americans, or when I looked at, you know, the amount of women that were now in the workforce, or the amount of prisoners that Donald Trump, African-American people that Donald Trump attempted to, you know, free. He freed ASAP Rocky. You know, he fought to free a lot of African Americans that were, you know, incarcerated for nonviolent crimes. So I think Donald Trump, you know, where people would say racist, that's not what I see when I look at Donald Trump. So I'm agreeing with you, John. I mean, I don't think he's the candidate that many people say that he is. I don't think that he is. I think he's outspoken. I think he's controversial. I think some statements that he have made could be viewed as chauvinistic towards women. But do I think Donald Trump is a racist? Absolutely not. So again, this gentleman in Georgia is saying that his political affiliation with Donald Trump has caused him relationships, spats with family members, and even some friction with coworkers. So what I would recommend you do is keep your political views to yourself. When you bring up the name Donald Trump, or you say that you are a Republican and you're an African-American man, that's going to rub some people in the wrong way. Because, you know, me, only speaking for myself, coming from the South, there's a history of slavery there. I spent a significant amount of time in Charleston, South Carolina. I mean, they still have plantations in Charleston. Downtown Charleston, South Carolina, the market, that's where African-American men and women were sold. So, you know, Georgia, I consider that the dirty South. You know, there's a lot of deep-rooted hatred, separatism, a lot of thoughts of inequality that still reigns supreme in places like Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina. So coming out publicly for Donald Trump, you might be lucky if somebody don't slap you upside the head or put you in a headlock or something. So that is my thought. Keep your political views to yourself. When it's time to vote, regardless of what candidate you choose, definitely go to the polls and make your voice heard. People died, black abolitionists, people like Frederick Douglass, people like Dr. Martin Luther King, fought so that you could have the right to cast your vote and make your voice heard. You guys have been locked into Derek Talk. Have a fantastic day, everybody. Take care.